because when they talk about the peaceful environment, you think about a neutral environment, a passive society. A passive society is good for nothing. An active society is a mixture. If you want it to be neutral, okay, leave the activities, and especially if you have the luxury of the developed or overdeveloped countries that no matter what, you don't die out of hunger, okay, don't do anything. Then you're saint. Is that the case? You see how it is? So this is a point that he wants to make sure you understand. Please listen carefully to this paragraph. Read the paragraph all together to the end. Just for a change.
If the saint drinks a poison, it becomes an antidote. But if the seeker drinks it, his mind is darkened. From Solomon have come the words, O Lord, give me, that is, do not give this kingdom and power to any but me. Do not bestow this grace and bounty on any but me. This looks like envy, but it was not that. Read with your soul the mystery of it behooves not. Do not deem the inward meaning of after me from his avarice. Nay, but in sovereignty he saw 100 dangers. The kingdom of this world was hair by hair, fear for one's head. Fear for head, with fear for heart, with fear for religion. There is no trial for us like this. Therefore, one must needs possess the high aspiration of a Solomon, in order to escape from these myriads of colors and perfumes. Even with such strength as he had, the waves of that kingdom were stifling his breath. Since dust settled on him from this sorrow, he had compassion for all the kings of the world. Hence he interceded and said, give this kingdom with the perfection which thou hast given to me. To whomsoever thou wilt give, and thou wilt confer that bounty, he is Solomon, and I also am he. He is not after me, he is with me. What of with me, indeed? I am without rival. 'Tis my duty to explain this, but I will return to the story of the man.
Why? Because that explanation is not good for you yet. Because you are the talib, the seeker. The beginning of the paragraph is that there are things that is good for the advanced fellows, but not the beginners. Understand that. I will explain it later. Now I go to my story. Why? Because he brought something that everybody talked about. When you go deep down in this story, there are things that our heroes will do. And if you are looking for some stuff to criticize them, you will find it. One is this Solomon guy. This Solomon guy will look at the God and say, oh my God, give everything to me. It means offer everything to me. And okay, look at it. What is this to you? When Solomon wants everything. To you, it looks like a fellow is asking for everything to have. But this is not what it is all about. Because our Solomon is not the Pharaoh. It's different. You know why he said, give it to me? Means, give it to somebody like me. You gave me the potentiality and you gave me this. If you want to give this to someone, give him the potentials as well. Why? What did he receive, Solomon, from God? Do you remember? What is the gift to Solomon. What does Solomon have?
Nothing.
Nothing. That's the point. Solomon, when I say Solomon, the king, what do you get? How is the Solomon the king? How much money he has?
What?
How big his army are?
Me?
Later he will tell you, Solomon is the guy who is Solomon by himself, not because of treasury and the army. He has none of them. Did you know that he doesn't have a treasury? No. I do. Because I followed the line of the queen of Sheba. When she wanted to please Solomon, he sent him 40 camels loaded with gold. This is Rumi, you will hear about it. When they drove to the land of Solomon, they looked around, everything was made of gold. Everything, even the desert, was made of gold. He sent the camels by, he said, sorry, treasure won't do. There is only one thing you could bring to me. Bring me the heart, not the gold. So he doesn't need to have a treasury. He has everything and he has nothing at the same time. He is the only king that does not have an army. When he wants to punish you, he will tell the cloud to do it. Or the ants, doesn't need the army, doesn't need the power. Yes, because he's superpower. But it's like that. So when Solomon will say, oh my God, please don't give, what is the portion of Solomon? Okay, now the gold, the desert is gold, everything is gold. Everybody is listening to Solomon. What does Solomon have? One thing only. Imagine. He doesn't need anything, right? He doesn't want anything. But he's the king. So he's responsible. The only thing God gave to Solomon is responsibility. He is a responsible God. We know it by the way he chose the wife. Remember how did he choose the queen? Do you remember how he chose the queen? How a responsible guy will choose a woman to marry? He cheated. He did a trick. He made a river out of crystal. Why? Because when the queen arrived to the river, she bring up the skirt to go in the river, right? But there is no river, so the feet will be visible. He looked at the leg of the woman. It was good. He married him. Why? Solomon is a traveler. If the logic of the traveler cannot walk, what is it good for? Imagine this is Solomon again with all the miracles. He could even tell the bees to go under the skirt. It's not porno. It's making a point that the logic is the instrument for you to walk with. So the feet of your logic counts, not the head of it. That's, yeah. He looks at the leg of this lady to become his wife, means choosing the logic that could mobilize you, could let you move around. That's what the logic is. It's dynamic. Because as an animal, the only thing you wish for is rest, or maybe now sleep. That's what animal is looking for.